President Akufo-Addo indeed started the year 2018 on a strong note with his assent to the Special Prosecutor Bill, which was recently passed by Parliament. In the President's assent, the office has become legal and can now take up its role without any fear or favour. What is left now is the appointment of the personality to occupy that high office. The Special Prosecutor has a mandate to investigate and prosecute cases of alleged corruption under the Public Procurement Act 203, Act 63, and other corruption-related offences implicating public officers, political office holders, and other accomplices in the public sector. Generally speaking, corruption is the abuse of entrusted power for private gain. Corruption affects society in several ways and to some extent costs lives. It depletes national wealth, undermines people's trust in the political system, and erodes the social fabric. In recent times, corruption has eaten deep into all facets of national life. It involves soliciting for bribes, kickbacks, or acting deliberately to delay delivery for the recipient of service to give out money to speed up the process. In some cases, it has involved sexual favors being sought to award contracts or obtain a job or get promoted or obtain high examination mark. The examples are many, but suffice it to say, corruption in public life today is becoming one too many. Hardly a day passes without reports of one form of corruption or the other being reported in the media. It is against this backdrop that Ghanaians must support the institutionalization of the Office of the Public Prosecutor to enable it to help root out corruption from the Ghanaian society. President Akufo-Addo, as presidential candidate of the NPP, made the fight against corruption a key campaign promise, given various allegations of malfeasance against the previous government. However, months into his administration, the canker seems to be festering, with prominent personalities like the former moderator of the Presbyterian Church, Reverend Professor Emmanuel Umahate, former Shroud Commissioner Justice Emil Short, the American Ambassador to Ghana Robert Jackson, as well as civil society groups like CDD, Imani Ghana, Ghana Integrity Initiative, among others, cautioning against inaction in dealing with the canker. As Ghanaians welcome the ascent by the President to the establishment of the Office of the Special Prosecutor, whoever is appointed to that office should exhibit high levels of fairness and transparency in carrying out his or her duties. As an independent office, the Special Prosecutor must live above reproach and not target a specific segment of people for prosecution. Otherwise, people will see it as a witch hunt. Public officers who engage in corruption must be made to face the law, no matter their tribe, party, profession, or standing in society. The law on corruption must be strengthened and reformed. Stiffer penalties must be meted out to culprits to make the canker less attractive. Civic education institutions like the National Commission for Civic Education, NCCE, must intensify education on the ill effects of corruption on the Ghanaian economy. This will make people cautious when engaging in any enterprise on corruption. Ghanaians are sick and tired of people dipping their hands into the public purse and going scot-free just because of their political links or status in society. It is about time we called a spade and nothing else. Corruption is a canker and must be rooted out once and for all. Honesty in public life must be our guiding principle, and that must not be compromised.
News commentaries on the President's ascent to the Special Prosecutor Bill.